Hi everyone, it's Marilyn Alori and welcome to Who Can It Be Now? And I'm going to be sharing a very special Facebook Live that I did with you about finding your tribe. And I think this is really important for many of us because I hear this from a lot of people about how they really need to find light. I call them light-minded people because my guides were like, light-minded people, not like-minded. And I'm like, you're right. That's really cool. Light-minded people. And not the woo-woo kind that I don't like, you know, the real light-minded, practical, grounded type of people. So this Facebook Live that I did, my assistant, who's so amazing, she's been going through my content and she's like, oh, frig, this is really good. Can you share this? And she said, you just have to tell them not to use the word connect because it'll connect you to nothing. And also that we're not selling membership for your soul anymore, right? So my new program is Next Level Living, where we do have a light-minded tribe. So I just wanted to give you that warning right up front, but I want to talk a tiny bit about this before you go into it. I feel like it'll be super helpful for you, especially for those of you who had families who were not supportive. Should I repeat that? Or do you already understand what I'm saying? Families who were not supportive and you're still hiding because families weren't supportive of you. Therefore, you didn't feel like you had something of worth to offer and you kind of hid away your gifts. And then you wake up years later like, whoa, what's going on? This isn't really who I am. I am this really incredible person. And now I need to find my peeps. And we do have your peeps in Next Level Living, I will tell you, depending on what kind of peep you're looking for, to be honest. You know, you could be looking for a peep that's not in there. But for light-minded, supportive, encouraging, incredible community, Next Level Living is definitely it. So you can look at it at marilynalori.com/next, and it'll be in the show notes as well. But I know a lot of you are usually driving, and you're like, what's that URL? marilynalori.com/next. And you can go read all about it. It is my signature program. But the thing that tribe is so important to me is, you know, it took a really, like, I did not have a family that was this good tribe at all. And I was just doing, I'm recording this. I recorded another intro to another one. So if you on YouTube, you're going to be like, she's wearing the same thing again, but hopefully they're spaced far apart that they're like, oh yeah, I like that top. I remember when she wore that last time. That would be even better. Anyway, I digress like I do today. I was just doing a hot seat call for Next Level Living. And I was talking about the acceleration in my business and in my own self and how it's happening because I have to drink water again. And I don't have a pause on this video. I like StreamYard. I shared that too in the other intro. It's happening because I broke up with my family. I don't know that that's the only reason. I think there's a lot of reasons happening, but not talking to my brothers has been an incredible freedom in my life. And again, I don't want to disparage them or throw them under the bus or anything because it's not about that. It's about my freedom. And it's been so incredible to really not answer to anybody, not that I answer to them, but myself, right? I have this lack. I don't have this attachment to this or tethered to this definition of who I am and why I am and all of that nonsense. And I'm just being me, and it's, whew, I love it so much. I love it so, so much. Probably a little too much. So I don't know that it's too much. I think it's actually amazing and incredible. So it's really important that you find the tribe that supports you. And I'm very picky about friends, right? And I talk about this quite a bit on this podcast. If I don't meet people that support me in my life, then I don't stay friendly with them. I really don't. It's different with tennis because I like playing. So I kind of have a little bit higher of a tolerance level. But in my personal life, I am not friends with people who don't, you can tell me the truth, but that don't support me or friends that like will give snide remarks. That's not, I will not be your friend. Throw me under a bus or saying something nasty to me. Nope, you're not going to be my friend. Sorry. I don't have friends like that in my life. And as soon as I see that kind of behavior, I exit out pretty quick because there is no reason for that behavior. It doesn't mean that I have friends that are always good. There's things that happen, but there's a certain type of, you know, they're supportive. They love me. They appreciate me. And I'm not the easiest of friends, right? So I can be really, you know, strong and truthful and stuff like that. So you're going to re-listen all about tribe and what it is. And you're going to find three tips of getting the best tribe and how to find the best tribe and really start acknowledging yourself, which I think is super important, right? It is all about acknowledgement of self. Because when you let go, like that was the biggest thing, and let go of this family. And I found myself, I found like more of myself. I was already pretty like anchored in there, but I found like more of myself and I'm celebrating more of myself and it's really exciting. So you're going to get three tips in this and it's really great, but just remember that the word connect doesn't work. because we had it connected to something, but it's no longer connected to that. But if you want to connect to us, you can go to marilynalori.com/next and you can connect to us that way. And also, Membership for Your Soul is not for sale anymore. The new program is Next Level Living. It's a higher level mentorship with absolutely incredible people. So you will love them. And if you go to Next Level Living, marilynalori.com/next, you go there and you watch the overview, you'll see the testimonials from people that are in the program, and you'll get to be like, hey, she's really cool. I want to be her friend. And then you join the program and you become friends with people. It works like that. It's really cool. When you're in a really light-minded community, people like you, people support you. Matter of fact, I was on this hot seat call today and I was like, what's your biggest takeaway? And one woman who's fairly new, love her though, she's so honest and direct. She said that we all have the same struggles. I'm like, yes, yes. We're not all sitting here trying to be perfect. We're all being honest and truthful and loving each other for it. So there you have it. All right, guys, sending you so much love. Remember, always rate, review, subscribe, share would be really, really helpful for me. I would love that. I would love to know that my information, what I'm giving you, is really helping you. I'd love to know what you want to learn. I'd love to hear from you. When people comment on the YouTube videos, I always comment back. I don't do it really much with the podcast, but I do it on YouTube all the time when they comment on the videos. So if you comment there, I do my best to comment back. I'm not getting a ton of comments, so I can handle it. But if you want to go over there and parade and barrage and bombard me with comments, then that's a good problem to have. And then the other thing is my tagline. I keep forgetting to say my tagline. I love my tagline. There's a reason for my tagline. Who can it be now? It's you. It's always you. Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, wait, you're going to hear music and then go into it, but there's not going to be a tagline at the end of that. So that's why I gave you a tagline. This is the intro. You'll hear some music and then you'll go in. Bye.
The song is playing in my head.
Why?
Bruno Mars. Because our topic today is how do you find your tribe? Just love that song. It's been in my head all morning and I'm like wondering why. And then I'm like, wait a second. I'm going on Facebook Live and I'm talking about with my cheat sheet, how do you find your tribe where your true self can be seen? I wonder why the song's in my head. That's what my guides do. If you guys don't know this song, count on me. Thank you, Bruno Mars. That's what we're going to be talking about. How to find your tribe where your true self can be seen. And if you're interested in connecting with an amazing tribe, type the word below, connect. And we're going to get you some information on some upcoming training that I am doing that will introduce you to the most incredible tribe you ever experienced. So remember to type that word if you want to know about an upcoming training, the word connect. Connect. Hey, everyone. How are you? I'm so super excited to be talking to you about this because this is a huge one for me. You're going to be hearing a lot of personal story from me. And I'm also going to be sharing three incredible tips to help you to find your most incredible tribe. People that actually see you, support you, love you, and tell you the truth. Like, we are missing that in this friggin' world right now. And many of us did not grow up in families like that. So we're going to talk about that. Hi, Jill. Saying hello to Jill. Hi, Pat. Hi, Pat. Hi, Connie. Hi, Camille. Hi, Linda. Hi, hi, hi. Buckle up. Get your pens and paper because I'm going to be giving you information. Hi, Christine. And hi, Bernice and Angela. Hi, guy. Hi, guys. So what I want to talk to you about, first I want to read a quote, and I am going to be using my cheat sheet, all transparency, you know what? Because I write incredible notes for these lives and I want to give you really great training, but not everything's up here, man. I got to tell you, it's here. So, one of the things I want to read two quotes because we're going to be talking about tribe today. And remember, if you want to hear about an upcoming training I have that will be introducing you to an incredible tribe, type the word connect, connect. So here's a quote by Margaret Mead. A small group of thoughtful people could change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. How many of you have been like, yearning to be part of a community or a group that is actually creating change in this world. If that is you, hit me with the likes and the loves, or hit the yeses down below, because I know that I could attract a very spiritually minded community, a community that wants to see change in this world. I love when my like hair does that. And then it's crooked and there you go. There you go. I'm done. Done with the face. So let me know how many of you are looking like to be in a community of people. Like Helen says, yes, yes, yes. I get it, Helen. I get it. Like that is what we're going to be talking about. Because in order to create change in this world, it's better with numbers. It's better with groups of people because we feel supported in the decisions that we're making. We feel supported in the visions that we're having. And too many of us have come from a deficit of that. We have not had the experience of people really seeing us for who we are and what we're capable of. And I'm going to be talking about this today and taking your questions. Here's another quote I really liked. Okay. And this is by Walter Winchell. A real friend is one that walks in when the West, let me try this again. Woo, breathe, having that kind of a morning. A real friend is one that walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Let me repeat that. A real friend is one that walks in when the rest of the world walks out. How many of you have been in an experience where you feel like you're going through something and you're completely isolated in that experience? Like nobody can understand you. You don't have anybody to go to. I come home from things sometimes, you know, and I've got a community and I'm going to talk to you about how I found my community, but I'll be like wanting to call people. I'm like, I have no one to call. I have no one to call and share this with or talk this through with. Those were real moments for me where I was like, there is something wrong here. This is so isolating. So I want to talk to you about all of this. So if you are interested in knowing about how to connect with a tribe of like-minded people, of really people that see you and people that support you and people that aren't flighty. One of the things that kills me is inconsistency. I can't stand people that are in my life and then gone, in my life and then gone. They're like all in. I don't mind people getting busy. Like I get busy, but inconsistency in friendships for me does not work. How many of you agree with that? Like type yes below. Are you ready to really become part of a tribe that sees you, understands you, and knows you? Catherine says, and tell me why, and I know Catherine from my membership for your soul group, this hurts and makes me feel teary. Yeah. You know, Catherine, we have similar struggles, and I know a lot of the people that I know in membership for your soul, where we were not raised in a family of like-minded individuals that saw us for who we were. Very early on, let me ask you this. How many of you, I'm going off the paper. Oh no. How many of you felt from a very early stage that you were meant to create momentous change in this world? How many of you from a very early stage felt like you were meant to create amazing change in this world? I would love to know that. So tell me, yes. How many of you, Christy says yes. Yes. Elizabeth says yes. I love that. Bernice says, just like you, Marilyn, you are great. Thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it. Meredith says, OMG, the family stuff. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing some stories today, and I'm going to be giving you three tips to, Pat says yes, to think about, to find your tribe. And I'm going to share with you mistakes that I have made that have helped me to find the tribe of people. Camille says, yes, I did at 9. I love that. Lorraine said, kind of. Now, Lorraine, I would challenge you almost because if you're following me, your kind of is probably buried in people telling you that you can't be as magnificent as I or the world or God created you to be. Let me know if that relates to you, Lorraine. Let me know how that feels. Margie says, I knew I was different, but didn't know I was to do anything great. That's great. I love that. That doesn't bother me because not everybody has like woken up to, oh my goodness, I'm supposed to create amazing change. But I feel like we all are. We're all these incredibly gifted people. God, source, universe, whatever you believe in, gave that to us. And it got snuffed out at an early age. And that's why we're going to talk about finding a community and a tribe that really reflects your highest truth, your expansion. I get together with some people now when we talk, and people that are healers and spiritual people, or even marketing people, people that I really relate to. And we're going to talk about those spiritual circles. And when they're like telling me how amazing they're going to be in this world, I hold an even higher vision for them. They're like, this isn't my ego. And I'm like, you don't have to explain it, honey. You're great. Get out there and be great. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. So we're going to talk about how to find a group. I'm going to share three strategies you can find, use to find an incredible group of like-minded people who truly, truly see you for who you are. And I want to know again, like, tell me right now, through likes and loves, let's really get into this. What would it feel like to be in a group of like-minded people? What would that, what do you think that that would do for your life right now? What would it do for your life right now to be in a group of like-minded people? I don't know. Bernice, try another browser if I'm echoing. So hopefully it's not me. Is anybody else hearing echoing? Let me know. What would it be to be in a group of like-minded people? What do you how do you think your life would be different? That's what I want to know. How do you think your life would be different? And for those of you who are just joining me, type in the word connect, and you're going to learn about an upcoming training that I have. So type the word in connect, and you're going to go into my bots. Remember, you go into a bot system. So it's like all of a sudden you're getting messages through Facebook. So be prepared for that. And you're going to learn about an upcoming training that I have. So connect. All right. Margie says, well, Lorraine says, accelerate forward movement. Love that. Lorraine, who wasn't sure if she was meant for momentous things. Margie said, feel like home. Christy says no echoing here, so I'll just share that. She's answering what was Bernice was going through. Christy said it'd be amazingly supportive. Gentry says it makes a big difference having people to talk and feel like people have your back. Gentry knows. Why does Gentry know? It's a secret. Pat says, feel visible, seen. Angela says it would be great, but not sure I have been in one fully. Ooh, Angela, we're going to have to talk because you're in one right now. So we got to figure that out. So you better hit me over in the other one and tell me why you feel that. But I know what that is, Angela, because that's one of the first strategies. We're going to talk about being brave enough to be seen. Rebecca says, would feel like a power boost. Would feel like a power boost. Christy said, it'd be amazingly supportive. And I think I got that one already. So for those of you who are just, Catherine says, I would be wondering where the heck I was. Wow. So how many of you, because Catherine's part of an amazing group too, how many of you are thinking about this only in the physical sense? Like, how many of you realize that in the virtual reality, we can be part of an amazing group? Give me the yeses or the noes with that, because that I'm going to talk about too, the virtual realities of being an amazing group. So tell me how many of you feel like it has to be in the physical world. Can it be in the virtual reality? Give me the yeses or noes and tell me about that. I'm waiting for the yeses and noes while I look at my notes. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about how to find a group that sees you for who you really are and celebrates you. And I'm going to talk about what you look for in looking for a group that sees you for who you are. And I'm going to share stories from my personal life. Okay. So that's what I really want to do. I think one of the most difficult things to do these days is to find a like-minded group of people, a tribe, and a tribe of people that like truly see you for who you are, acknowledge you. They don't try to change you. See the more expansive vision of yourself than even you. Tell you the truth with love. That's a huge one. How many times do you get into a tribe of people and you can tell they're projecting their crap on you? I love you, Catherine. Yes, I get that. But like membership, but exponential. Yes. Amy, if you just joined, welcome, welcome. Bernice, I'm glad you can hear me. So, how many of you have been in parts of groups where you're sharing something personal about yourself, or you're sharing an expansive vision about something that you see for yourself, and the person negates it. They put brackets on it. How many of you have had that experience where they can't hold that vision for you and support you? How many of you have had that experience? Give me the yeses and the nos and the likes and the loves. How many of you had experiences where, true experiences, people are going to love you whether you're up or down? How many of you people have had experiences where people love you whether you're up or down? Don't you agree that this is what you need? Don't you feel like we need to be supported by people that reflect our highest truth? And let me tell you something. Our highest truth is these magnificent gifts. I'm going to use the word God today, but just take it out if it doesn't work for you, where God has fully supported you in everything that you want to be. All those dreams that you have, the dreams in your heart, they were meant to be lived, not to suffer through. And what makes us suffer in, and this is a learning lesson, is you get surrounded by people that try to pull those dreams out of you and just squash them and step on them. And I want you to recognize that you can be surrounded by people that see those dreams and even more for you. So I know, and I would love to hear from you, like, I know that I didn't grow up in a family that was supportive of who I was. From day one, they didn't support me. And I knew that at a very early age, like at 13, I stopped talking. I remember sitting at the dinner table and just looking around me, and I realized that it wasn't worth talking anymore because everything that I said was just made fun of, told I was stupid, put down, told I was a loser. Those were my experiences in my family dynamic. So at a very early age, I just stopped speaking. I was like, forget it. I'm not going to tell them what's going on in my life. And I got lucky, though. What I got lucky about was at that age, I also met a group of friends. So before that, I was going to a grammar school where I was in a very, very, very private Catholic grammar school. And it was filled with wealthy people, and I was very poor from a divorced family. And I was also a daughter of a cop, and I was going to school with all the mafia princesses. Okay, so just picture this. Very private. My mother was all about, she worked to just put us through school. And I didn't have a father. We were growing up single mother, and I was in this private elite Catholic school, daughter of a cop, poor, and I was going to school with all the wealthy mafia princesses. Okay. Want to talk about not feeling belonging? How many of you have had that experience? When I got out of that grammar school and I picked the high school of my choice and I learned to stop talking to my family, I found friends. I found that a lot of people didn't have this high school experience that I had, but I found an incredible group of women. I went to an all-girls school who really supported me and saw me. And when they made fun of me, it was with laughter and love. It wasn't to put me down. They really listened to me. They loved me no matter what. And I was a crazy, crazy kid. So that was my experience in high school. And then I went to college and I was out of my league. I came from a very close-knit neighborhood, not a family. The neighborhood that I came from was very family-oriented for me. And then I went away to this school where, again, I just felt like a fish out of water. Like, it was so weird to me. Many of, like Catherine says, I was ostracized in school. Many people were. So you've had this experience, whether you had it in the family or the school. I had it in grammar school. I had it in my family. I didn't have it in high school, and I didn't have it in college. What happened for me, and God was looking out for me, when I left my neighborhood, left my comfort zone, I went to a school, and I got thrown into a townhouse with a bunch of girls, and they became like family to me. They were incredible to me. And even through a period of my life where I didn't talk to my family and I was going through incredible psychological trauma and going through a lot of therapy, they were there for me. I had like a nervous breakdown and they were there for me. So all of that was in place. So I got to understand what true community was, which is people who see you, people who laugh with you, people who make fun of you, but in a way that's like loving and supportive and like, yeah, that's just you, Marilyn. It's fine. You know, we love you anyway. People who support your dreams. And then I left New York City and I came to LA. And my experience was completely different here. Now, I had a lot of friends from New York here, but this is a very spread out community. How many of you live in communities where, one, there isn't a consciousness of what you love, spirituality? Two, there isn't, everything's so spread out. So if you want to go to a good friend's house, she lives 3 hours away and it's traffic. Or if you want to go to that spiritual bookstore, it's really far away. How many of you have had that experience? Let me hear from you about that. What is your experience? And those of you who are just joining me, we're talking about connection, true connection. And if you want to know about an upcoming training I have about tribes and getting into a really cool tribe, type in the word connect. So I came to LA and I really had a difficult time. I felt like I was dating women and I was looking for friendships. And all and look, we call in our experiences for a reason, right? So I take responsibility for this. But it put me through the windmill. So people are saying, yep. Lorraine says, yep. Maureen says, yep, right now. Like there's nothing around. Nat says, yep. Darlene, same here. So people understand like you don't have anything in your immediate, like right out into your hands. So I came here and I felt like I was dating women and I came from a really strong tribe of women. These women taught me what friendship was. They taught me the meaning of friendship. And here I was meeting women who didn't understand anything about loyalty. They didn't understand about having your back. They didn't understand that when you were down, how to support you. I was blown away by it. And you know what happened to me? It made me do this. It made me hide. How many of you had these experiences where I just got gun shy. I didn't want to go out. I know that's not the best terminology, the best experience, way to say it, but I didn't want to go out. So what I did then is I started becoming interested in psychic studies. And I joined a lot of different classes, psychic classes. I'm in rooms with mediums. I'm like, aha, my tribe. No, why not? I got into these rooms with these spiritual people. And this is my experience, but I found a ton of competition. I found people that really would not be with you. How many of you have had this experience where you go to something and it's not always, because sometimes you go to a retreat or you go to I actually did go to a retreat here. I'm not going to get into every story because I want to get into the training, but how many of you have had this experience where you go somewhere and you think that there's going to be this great, incredible spiritual community, and then you find people are just not that nice? Karen says, I get it. I want to know how many of you have had that experience. See, this is interesting. Rare. We're going to talk about this as I give the 3 points. She says, yes, imagine a girl does yoga and meditation and hides it from her peers lest to be ostracized. Exactly. Lori says, so true. About the spiritual groups. Like, what's going on there? I've had that too. And so much ego, and they are better than me. Totally. And you know what I found? That came from the leader. I went to these groups of mediums where the mediums were like, I'm the best, revere me, put me on a pedestal. And then they would choose certain people. They had their cliques in these groups. And they would favor those people in the room. So everybody was vying for their attention, and that created competition in the room. Like, what the, you know, I'm not going to curse on this, but where is that spiritual? What the heck is that about? Joni says, definitely not all of them in group, but especially some. Yes. Sandra says, yep. And even if they are nice, I often still don't fit. Yep. Maureen says, yeah. And if we have to be all the same, just another click. So this was my experience too. So I studied with these mediums, and I'm a group person. I'm a group leader. I'm always organizing things. And I started organizing this incredible group of people, and we called it the LA Psychic Group. And I incorporated, and we started practicing, and I organized all these sessions where we practiced on people. We did psychic training. And this group became extremely popular. And so popular, it was under a medium, and I'm not going to say his name because I actually like him, and I won't really tell you the names of the mediums I don't like today. That may change. But So they've started finding this medium who's a pretty well-known medium, found out about this LA psychic group that I was organizing. I'm not going to say running, and how well it was becoming, how famous it was becoming, and how people were just like wanting to get in and stuff like that. And we had a limit of number, and he got us, he got another big, big, big non-denominational church interested in our group. So all of a sudden there was all this interest in this group that I organized. Guess what happened? Everybody in the group started trying, pushed me down, kicked me, like pushed me away, and started going behind my back and started trying to get my group, LA Psychic Group, and it's only my group because I organized it and I started it, and they met with the church and they were going to bring that group into the church to get more people. So all these people that I thought were my friends, good friends, really did something to me that I'm done when people do stuff like that to me. So I left the group because I don't play with people like that. It would have been so, I said to them all, everybody should take a chance leading this group. You need an organizer. If you don't have an organizer, this group's going to fall apart. So I will organize it, but we can all take turns. They just knocked me off. Guess what happened? The group disbanded, went away. So I want to teach you from my experience how to meet three great groups, how to really get into an incredible group. So what I want to talk to you about is not hiding in the closet anymore. It's so important for you to get out into the world and stop hiding your gifts. Rare. Why aren't you finding a community of like-minded people? Why are you keeping yourself small? I want to know what that is. Why are you guys hiding? Why are you keeping your gifts tucked away? Why are you so afraid to be seen? Give me your comments. What do you think is going to happen to you when you're seen? You can't, like, this is the year of mastery, self-mastery. If you guys heard my predictions, this is the year of self-mastery. This is the year where you come out of the closet and come out into the world and you show people who you are. So the number one tip is about finally being seen, being brave enough. How many of you want to be brave? Let me see that in the comments. I want to know that you're ready to be brave and that you're ready to be seen. And for those of you who are just joining me, remember to type in the word connect and you're going to learn about my upcoming training. So we're going to take, I'm going to take some questions. Like Elizabeth says, she's afraid of judgment. So I understand that. You're afraid of being judged. What are some other things that you're afraid of? And Angie says, yeah, it's so important to find tribes that support you completely. So how many of you are ready to be brave and ready to be finally seen? How many of you are thirsting to be seen? How many are afraid to talk about your gifts? How many of you are ready to talk about your gifts to make a huge difference in this world? Wendy says ready. Jill says people aren't ready for us. I don't agree, Jill. Tired of being the oddball accused and looked down on, tired of fighting them. Then find a community that supports you. And that's what we're talking about. Because I don't agree with that. And Jill, I'm going to call you out, honey. So just know I do this with love, but I call people out. You have now walked into victimization. You have now allowed people, I'm going to show your thing again. You have now allowed people to make you small, to hide you away. You need to be brave. So this is what I want you to do. And you don't have to post it on your personal page. My personal page, I don't really post a lot of what I do. And I'm working with some new people lately and they're saying, Marilyn, you know, why don't you post on your personal page? And I'm like, I don't know, because everybody from MTV and NBC that knows me, they accept who I am. So I choose other communities to post in. So I am not going to allow you to do this anymore. And we're going to do something right now to show your bravery. But Joy says, being taken advantage of, support is important all the way around. Camille says she's ready. Margie says, I don't hide who I am. Your opinion of me is none of my business. Great. Beautiful, Margie. Florentine found her tribe, and I know why she did. She found her tribe because she joined my mastermind group and membership. She's part of membership. Maureen says, I've always been shy for sure, but I'm ready. Good. I'm glad to hear that you're ready. And for those of you, even if you don't know your gifts, Christy, you don't want to hide who you are. You don't want to hide that you're searching for your gifts. You don't want to hide that you're confused about them. You have an interest in something. Christy, what are you interested in? I didn't know I was this gifted as a medium. I just had an interest in it and it was making me a little nuts. And then I found what I was gifted in. Joni says, I'm ready to be afraid, but I'm afraid of judgments. I have this book I've started that is information that could truly help people, but afraid of backlash from failures. I know it's just fear. Joni, you were put on this earth to put that book out. You were put on this earth to help other people that are afraid, people on this thread that are afraid. So you know what I want you all to do right now? I want you to admit something that you feel that you're capable of doing to transform others' lives. Something that you feel that you're capable of doing to help transform other people's lives. I want you to be brave right now in this thread. Be brave for me right now in this thread. Then I'm going to give you a tip on how I want you to be brave out into the world. Okay. And again, for those of you who are just joining, I'm going to be doing a training, an upcoming training. And if you type in the word connect, you're going to get information about that training in my bot system, in my messenger bot. So right now, I need everybody to type in, I want you to be brave right now for me. And I want you to type in a gift that you have that can help transform other people. Christy says angels and helping people. So she knows that she's with angels, talking with angels, and she can help people. Give me your gifts, people. Be brave for me right now. Here's my brave. I'm really good at organizing groups. I'm really good at bringing like-minded people together. I'm really, really talented in seeing your truth, your expansion, and your gifts. It's a huge gift that I have. I'm really good at supporting people. Joni says, understanding. Lorraine says, help heal people's hearts. What a beautiful thing. Why would you hide that away? Jill says conversation. I love that. Jill, I love that, that you're great at conversation. Amy is in my membership and I agree with this because she's been sharing her art. My art and the message within my art. She has beautiful art, Amy. Sandra, who I know too, clearing limiting beliefs. She's very good at this, of all sorts, and helping kids with special needs in their families. These kids are here on a mission. I'm here to help them. I know Sandra, too, because she's was into my groups. She's in membership, and I know that that's true. Maureen says, sending love out to the world with Reiki. Why are you hiding this from the world? Can you promise me? Christine says, Reiki and angel art. I love it. I love it. Lori says, my empathy. Pat says, listening. Pat, that's one of my biggest skills. That's an incredible skill. Wendy says it too. I'm good at listening. Catherine says, well, surprisingly, Dream Dust just seems to like me. She's talking about Dream Dust Tarot from Sue Kovacs. I enjoy showing people the way via readings. She discovered that in membership, Sue Kovacs in membership. Elizabeth says, I'm a good listener. Terry, you have something else besides this. Teach, heal, inspire, and Terry's art is incredible. Debbie says, connecting to people, understanding connection through healing kinesiology. Okay, I want a resounding yes. You're going to promise me right now that you're going to find a group of like-minded individuals. We're not talking about out in the world, if you can. That's the next tip. We're going to talk about local events. Promise me right now. It's going to make me cry, actually. Please, please, please. Promise me right now that you're going to find a community where you can be brave and you're going to recognize that if someone isn't allowing you to be brave, that that's just their crap. That has nothing to do with you. So I want the likes and the loves and I want the yeses. I want to see that right now, that you're going to promise me right now. This is tip one, number one, that you're going to find a group where you can start being brave. And I'm forgetting the person's name. Forgive me. I think it was Lori. It wasn't Lori. That you are going to go out there and not hide in the closet. I can't remember who it was that I called out on this. Jill, You're going to promise me that you're not going to hide in the closet and that you're going to go out there and find like-minded people, because your experience in life, and I shared my experiences in life where people shut you out, hurt you, disappointed you, told you you were nothing. Look, I was called a loser by my own mother. You know, I love my mother. I worked through that stuff with her. I love her. She was just trying to control me. I was a kid out of control, and it doesn't matter. That lesson helped me to teach all of you to have all these yeses. Yes. Sandra is saying, amen, Marilyn. Lorraine saying, yes. Angie saying, love being part of my, oh, thank you, Angie. Yes. And that you do have a big heart full of love and compassion. I know, Annette. Oh, Katie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. Hi, Linda. So I like this, Debbie, looking to step out into the world of my business and would love a community of supporters cheerleading me on. Great, Debbie. Love that. Lori, you just called me out too. Good. I'm glad. Pat says, okay. Yes, have already begun. Love that, Catherine. Okay. Great. So Joni says, which leads me to tip number two, where do I start? Okay. So let's talk about local events, all right? Because a lot of you, when I started out this conversation, I could tell that you were all thirsting for physical connection. And we thirst for physical connection because we're raised in families, right? So we're raised in a family dynamic that is physical. Nature is physical. Animals is physical. We understand from a very early beginning, tactile, touching things brings us physical contact. Hugs brings us physical contact. Kisses brings us physical contact. Acceptance, right? Many of us weren't raised in social media, right? We weren't raised with this virtual community. So we were raised with ancestral understanding of family dynamics and community. And it's what we've seen. So we are looking for physical connection. Right? That's what we're thirsting for. Someone to hold our hand, look in our eyes and say, I got you. I see you. I know you and I love you. It's what churches were built on. It's what communities, physical communities, school systems, it's what we know. So this is what I need to know from all of you. How many of you live in a location that has physical community around you of like-minded people? How many of you live in a location that has physical community around you of like-minded people? So we're going to talk about this because it's super important. And for those of you who are just joining, I'm talking about building a tribe. And if you want to know about an upcoming training I have, type in the word connect and you're going to get into my bot system. Look, guys, you're going to go into my bot system. We're going to talk about an upcoming training. You know, all transparency here. You don't have to do anything with it. If you're interested, go forward. If you're not, that's cool. I don't care. I give a lot of free stuff away. I don't care. But just know that if you write in connect, that's what's going to happen. So we're talking about physical space. So let me show you what I'm hearing here. Nope. Linda says, where are you? I'm in Venice. Well, I'm in Los Angeles right now, but I'm moving, Linda. Nat says, not here. Bernice understood. Yeah. My mother doesn't do that anymore. Thank goodness. But, Bernice, you need to know that your mother is not a true representation of your heart. She is just a reflection of, a challenge, something that you have to overcome to know your magnificence because you are beautiful. Pat says, nope, that's why my dogs are four. Exactly. So you're all telling me that you can't find it. Joni says, connect, great. Catherine said, nope, okay. Let me just look up. Florentine says, I have a few people very near within, which is great. Lori says, I don't know any. Debbie said that she found a few with yoga studios. Sorry, Debbie, it went really fast. Women's circles, yoga studios. Jill says she's found it with people like me, wherever I am. It's a new way, meeting many and talking with all. It took me until a few years ago to talk to everyone. Good, I'm glad. Elizabeth says no. Darlene says no. So for me personally, physical community has been an extremely, extremely difficult thing to find for me. And you would think, like, I'm in LA, right? So a lot of you people are in very, very isolated places where the consciousness hasn't yet. Let me talk to you about something real quick. I didn't realize how long this one was going to be. the consciousness hasn't yet caught up, right? So you're in these communities where maybe it's a little slower to catch up. I'm not in that. I'm in LA. So you would think LA is very, very expansive and growing. I'll talk about LA in a second. Many of you, how many of you, and I want to know this right now, how many of you are in communities where the consciousness hasn't yet caught up to the spiritual talking, where we're all gifted, where autistic children are really gifted children, where your child who's sensitive is really an incredibly gifted child? How many of you are in communities that don't yet understand this language? How many of you in those communities? I want to know about that right now. So give me the likes and the loves and the yeses and the nos of how many of you are in those kinds of communities, because this is what I want to tell you. You're in those communities to raise the awareness. God has put you in those communities to raise the awareness of those people. I'm getting so sentimental about this. I mean, I don't even know why. I think I don't know what it's going to take for me to explain to all of you that you're incredibly gifted, that whoever snuffed out your light, get the frig away from them. So Elizabeth, who lives in New York, not here, I'm on East Coast area. Joni says, no, don't feel Las Vegas is there. Some, very few. Angie says, yes, we're not supposed to fit in. Connie is. So that's good that Connie is. Florentine says, I'm in a restricted community all around. Jill says, I've met people as I go about my day, but the alignment is great. Lorraine says, a little. All right. So most of the people, rural, isolated, Lorraine, a little. So most of the people are no's and some people are yeses. But most of you are no. So too tight with religion, Annette says. Okay. So let me talk about local events. All right. If you can, try to find a local event where you're with like-minded people. If you can't, that's where you want to get into the virtual community, because I have to say this to all of you. You're in those communities to raise awareness. That's scary, right? You're the one who's the trailblazer, who's lighting the light, who's going to start creating change. Because let me tell you something. When you're in that community where there's nothing around you in physical communities that you feel you can relate to, there are other people hiding in the closet too. There are other people that are just asking for someone to come out and talk to them. That's you. Okay. How do you get brave enough to do that? By going to some type of virtual community where you can be with like-minded people and start talking your truth, your message, and be accepted so that you can go into physical and talk it there. Because there, I know, I used to do readings. I've done thousands upon thousands upon thousands of readings to people all around the world. And the majority of them were looking for someone like you to go out and speak your message, to get out there and start being the trailblazer. But to be that trailblazer, you have to find a place where you can feel comfortable, where you can feel accepted, where you can feel bathed in the palm of people's hands. So if you can't find a local event through a meetup group, through a community, through a church, and you're struggling with that, know that that doesn't mean I'm supposed to move or it's never going to happen. I'm just going to hide away. No one accepts me. Instead, try to find that through yoga studios, meetup groups, hiking groups, whatever it may be where you think those people hang out. Try to find them, but start building up that tip number one, brave, in a virtual community. Now, here's number three. And number three is going to shock a few of you, right? But maybe it won't. I'm going to tell you my story. Okay. So here I am, spiritual teacher, part of spiritual circles, part of telesummits. And I have to tell you, the people that I met, I couldn't stand. I did not like them. And I think you guys see that I don't really come from ego. I come from an authenticity and a visibility and a transparency and an authenticity. And my problem with a lot of these spiritual people that I met, they weren't organic. They weren't authentic. They were speaking a spiel because they knew it sold, but they weren't walking the talk. I walk my friggin' talk. My members in membership, they know. I walk my talk. They're privy to a lot more of what goes on in my life because I share with them in lessons, and they're just such an incredible community. They love me through it all too. I walk my talk. So I like was going out in these spiritual places and I was like, man, these people suck, for the lack of a better word. And I was like, where am I going to find my community? I need real people that are forward moving thinkers, that are expansive, that are spiritual, that are smart, that understand that just meditation alone doesn't bring abundance, that you have to live your walk life. You have to get into practical living. Where am I going to find them? Well, to be honest with you, I had to start paying for them. And you know what that did? It freed me up. It made me realize that I was worth so much more than I was willing to accept. By joining certain communities and classes and paying for things, a yoga certification, you know, that I ended up leaving, but not because of the classes. It was the program was not promised. What it was promised was not coming out. By joining tennis organizations, right? By joining a membership organization that taught me about memberships. Great, beautiful people, right? By joining my coach. Love my coach, Adam Urbanski. Him and his wife, they get me. And then he's brought me in to meet people. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm worthy. I'm finally being seen. I used to go into some circles where people were like, get away. Like you, get away. My head was going to start turning around and I was going to start spitting out green pea soup. You know, I got into these communities that loved me and all of a sudden my self-worth got higher and I started recognizing that I had so much more to offer. And the things that were here, the brackets on my dreams that I call them, were being pushed away. And so much more, I see my hand in the reflection, that was kind of cool. So much more happened. So I felt like I didn't have to beg anymore to be seen. I felt like I was being seen. So I would love to hear from all of you. Out of all these tips, I said being brave, recognizing that if you can't find it in local community, that you're supposed to be the trailblazer in that community, so you need to be brave and find a virtual community. And then think about possibly paying for something, because when people pay for things, they pay for a higher caliber. There's a different type of mentality in those types of groups. So think about where you could go that you are possibly paying for a yoga class or a drumming workshop or even something virtual that allows you to be with like-minded people. So those are my tips for you today. So again, if you're just joining me, I have an upcoming training coming up. And if you type in the word connect, you're going to find out about it. So you type the word connect, you'll find out about it. And again, tell me right now in the comments below what you're going to do in the next week to be brave. So tell me in the comments below what you're going to do in the next week to be brave. Let's start there. And then I'm going to take some questions right now. Tell me in the comments below what you're doing. Joy says, this is before your message and timing are spot on. Thank you. You're welcome, Joy. I'm glad that it worked too. Florentine says, a spiel. Love that. So accurate. Yes. Authentic, real, open, transparent. Thank you, Annette. Margie says, I felt like I was meant to hear this today. I'm so glad, Margie. It's just so important to me that you stop hiding away your gifts because people out there have told you otherwise. Stop it. So let me know right now what you're going to do to be brave. I need to see a commitment. I want to know. Not letting you get away with this. What are you going to do to be brave? Brave. What are you going to do to be brave? So Rare, I love this. Starting my yoga teacher training because I know a little bit about Rare. I love this for you, sweetie. Good for you. Congratulations. Sandra says, I'm going to search meetup groups and we'll start one if needed. Beautiful, because she wants to look at physical community. That is wonderful. And if you're still caught up on, Darlene says she's going to start searching. I love that. Love that, Darlene. Best answer. She doesn't know yet. She's going to start searching. She's going to step out. Love it, Darlene. That is great. Love this. Lori says she's going to dive into the membership group. Lori, what I want you to do for me, since you're in membership, I want you to tag me and ask me a question of where you need to start. Like, what lesson should you start with? Or just share in that group, because you know how loving that group is. There's a lot of people from that group on here. Peggy says she's going to chant. I love that. Florentine says she's going to open her public Facebook page. Woo! Sandra says, Marilyn, your words are like a balm of my soul today. And Source says that as we share our gifts, we will gift this to others. Exactly. Exactly. I love this. So here's my next question for all of you. My next question is the local event. If you can't find a local event, are you willing to find a virtual community and be the trailblazer in your local community? So the question is, are you willing to be the trailblazer in your local community? Are you willing to be the trailblazer to be a local community? Angela, what I want you to do, sweetie, is to really start revealing yourself in groups, okay? Because you're a beautiful soul. So tell me right now, are you willing to be the trailblazer in your local community? Are you willing to learn how to do this? Okay, so that's what I want to see, the yeses for that, the likes and the loves. And the last one is, are you willing to pay for it if you have to? So just think about that. Like, what does that mean? I know that scares people. We have got to get, let me tell you something. What we're talking about today, my nose is itchy and everybody knows that's truth, is about lack, the lack mentality goes into your abundance, your financial scarcity. So people telling you you're a loser, you're not good enough, you're not gifted, that drains your money resources as well. When you start recognizing that you're good enough, that you deserve better, that you deserve people that love you. This is a new one that my guides have given me. When I'm struggling with someone, and I just had this with a friend, and she's too inconsistent for me. And I just have to step back. She can be an acquaintance, not a good friend. I can't stand inconsistency. It's okay if that's who she is, not for me. But my guides always tell me, why are you barking up that tree? Why do you keep barking up that tree when they don't want, they're not recognizing you? Find another tree. You don't need that tree. I love this. So most of you are saying yes, yes, yes. Angela says yes. Margie says yes. Darlene says yes. Lorraine says yes. Gentry, it will. She's starting. She does quilting. Intention quilting is beautiful. Gentry was part of my mastermind for your soul group. No, spiritual entrepreneur group. She says, I hope my retreat center will facilitate this. It will. Marie says, I don't know what I'm going to do. So Marie, what I want you to do is write down three things that you're inquisitive about, three things you want to learn. Write down three things you want to learn and then start searching that. So anybody else who's struggling, let me know and let me see if I can guide you and help you right now. I'm going to be on for a few more minutes. Sandra says, yes, yes, yes. Debbie says, yes to trailblazing. I know I asked a lot of questions there. Marie, tell me three things that you like to do. Bernice says she's going to start to search. I really want to know who I am and what I can do. Great. Teresa says, I'm accepting. I'm meant to be a trailblazer. Membership for your soul has been such a blessing. Thank you, Teresa. I do love that program. It's my program, guys. I love it because I am an incredible group leader. And they know I will not be a guru and I do my best not to favor anyone. Love everybody the way they are. Wendy says, start asking people what they value. An idea I have that needs developed. I love that, Wendy. That's beautiful. Sandra, finally, is going to go to Toastmasters, learn how to speak better. I don't think you need to. It's about courage. You're so ready to be a trailblazer. I agree. She's in membership. I'm ready to pay for it. That's why I joined membership in another incredible group. Thank you, Sandra. Sandra just did readings for people. People love her. And I've been so blessed to have her in membership. I'm so blessed to have all these people in membership because Marit and Florentine and Gentry and all of them, they're just unbelievable people. Catherine, Sandra, so many people. It's just unbelievable to me. So I just love that. Anke says, wow, I'm not sure at all. Okay. So Anke, what are three things that you're interested in? Just write them down. It could be green salads. Don't worry about it. Anybody who's struggling right now, I want to help you. I've got 9 more minutes. I'm staying on. I want to help you. Kelly says she would like a little help, please. Okay. So anybody who's struggling right now, and for those of you who aren't struggling, do this favor for me, especially my membership peeps. Help them out right now. Write three things that you're interested in that open the door for you to find. Katie just did it. Healing. Katie just did it. Write down for those of you struggling because it's hard, right? When people put out your fire, you don't even know what you're passionate about anymore. You don't even know what inspires you anymore. And then you get like, I don't know, Marilyn, I don't even know where to look. This, I'm telling you, I'm going to keep crying through this whole session. Something's happening to me. I'm doing a lot of transforming. So if you don't know what that is, my membership peeps that are on here, and even those of you who aren't in a membership that know this, write down the things that you have found interesting so you could help those who are struggling right now. Like Marie is struggling right now, right? So Marie, I feel right away for you when looking at you. I'm very drawn to your throat chakra. I'm very drawn to communication with you. Very drawn to light blue, which is about like healing and nurturing and speaking your truth. I see you, it may not be exactly kids, but I see you talking to people that are in a kid's type of state. So what that may mean is that you're helping people to recognize their joy, their peace. So when we struggle with something like you can't find your joy, you, by helping other people, volunteering, helping other people find their joy, you find your joy. Whenever you get really, really trapped in something, the minute you go out and pay it forward and help someone else, the light automatically comes on inside of you. It just happens no matter what. The light automatically comes inside of you. So for those of you just joining, remember, I have an upcoming training, can't speak. Type in the word connect and you'll find out about it. So anybody else who's struggling, please let me know. And I want to take some of these. But so Marie, who is struggling, let me know how that speaks to your heart, sweetie. So Anke says writing, drawing, trail running. Love it. Sue says getting into a space of healing, inspiring others. Trusting that I'm going to be at the right place at the right time. Beautiful. Christy says she feels lost as well. Christy, with you, what I feel is a lack of breath. You don't trust that anything that you can put out there will really create change in your life. You feel like you've been disappointed before a little bit too much. You're struggling with breathing and feeling like supported at all. I would say for you, definitely some type of nature walks. We just had Stephen Farmer on. Stephen Farmer is wonderful, yesterday in membership. And he talks a lot about how nature speaks to you. Christy, I also feel for you, you're very empathic. You pick up people's energies and emotions. So it's really important for you to find people that really support your experience of life. And the biggest place for me to find where I get supported in my experience of life is animals and nature before I go to people. So try that out for size. Let me know how that resonates with you. Okay. So you said you've been struggling, and I just said something to you, Christy. So let me know if that resonates with you. Okay. I need to know if that resonates with you. Joni says numerology and challenging. There's a lot of ideas on this. Acceptance and permission to dream. That's what I've gotten from membership, but I've gotten behind. That's okay. People get behind, life happens, but that's why I want to help you, Lori. Instead of getting behind, let me try to give you tips. Morgan says, I think I know my strongest area to make a difference, but not sure, and not sure of the forum TV. Well, Morgan, the biggest thing is if you want to make a difference, and say it's a visual way of getting out, like, you know, I'm pushing Sandra out. Catherine wrote a book, which is incredible, and she's writing more books. And if you want to read about her book, it's on Amazon, and we're going to be spotlighting a few of my members because they're doing such incredible things. If you want to do TV, right, then do YouTube, do Facebook Live, just do it right now. And don't worry, don't wait for, you know, I was up for so many television shows, like all these networks were like, we want her. And they were trying to fit me in this bowl of, thank goodness it didn't happen at that time. And I was like, I'm done with you people. I mean, think about having like all these deals, like, where do we want to deal with her? And I was like, I'm done with what you guys want me to do. I'm doing it for myself. And I just got on Facebook Live and did my own thing, which has been great. Christy says, so true, Mal. I'm so grateful to listen to your guidance. Yes, it does. I'm glad it does. Marie says, thank you. Glad. She says, I'm happy when I'm helping people. And that's what I said. So I would go out and volunteer, sweetie, even if it's one day a month. If you can't do many volunteer organizations, they do make you commit, but like a lot of them are so happy to have you. They're okay with twice a month. All right. So Maureen says, self-love, self-care, and shine the benefits out, getting better, but struggling with what to do next. Well, Maureen, the things that you wrote, self-love, self-care, that's great, but you need to now make them tangible. How are you going to show self-love to yourself? How are you going to do self-care for yourself, right? So for me, I have many rituals. You know, I walk trails. I go into nature. I hug my dog. I journal every morning. I meditate. I do a lot of things. I do yoga classes. I do a lot of things that are self-love and self-care. We've been talking a bit. And you get very stuck in, I think you get into overwhelm because you do a couple of things and then it doesn't move you forward. So then you get stuck and you feel like nothing's moving you forward. if you just pick one thing and just continue to see that through, that's going to help you. One ritual a day is going to get you past being stuck. I couldn't start my mornings out. Every morning I am journaling. Most mornings I'm meditating and I'm usually exercising, either running or I'm hiking or I'm doing something. So even a walk around the block as a ritual is going to get you unstuck. All right. So Christy, start studying numbers. You found something. We just worked through it. You found it. Darlene, I love this question. Do you see me being a healer? Yes. You want to be a healer. You're a healer. Don't even put that in question form. Wake up every morning and go, I'm a healer. I'm a healer. I am a healer. I got news for you. Darlene, we're all healers. It's how you choose to do it. We're all healers. So be a healer. Darlene, I have news for you. You're a healer. All right, guys. So I'm going to go, and for those of you who are interested, remember to type in the word connect, and I have an upcoming training coming in. So check that out, and you'll get into my bot, and you'll learn about this. If you really, really like this, share the love. Share the love. Maureen says, so true, interested in everything. Thanks, yes, and you have to be careful of that because many of us are interested in many things. Pick one thing and go forward. Pick talking with your guides more than anything. Co-create with your guides. So what I want you to do is, Christy, I love this. A lady told me to focus on meditation, self-discovery. Where would I start? Membership for your soul. Sorry. Where would you start? Start with talking to your guides every single day. That's where I have you start. Start with a question in your heart every day, and then let the world, as Stephen Farmer said yesterday, membership of your soul, the world is speaking to us. The world is alive. Let the world speak to you. That's where I want you to start, sweetie. Okay. So if you like this, definitely share it with your friends. I love it if you do that. And thank you so much. And, not going to tell you the topic next week. And remember, if, it's a surprise. Right? Type the word connect if you want to learn about my upcoming training. And also, I will be live next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So if you're interested, type the word connect and you'll find out about my upcoming training. Thank you so much, guys. So great seeing all of you, and I'll see you soon. Much love to you.